This is Emma.
Hey, this is Narissa, and you are listening to Overdue Conversations.
Yay!
Today we're going to be doing our book club meeting of the month. We read The Academy by Elin Hilderbrand.
It's Ellen.
Oh, gosh. No, it's Elin.
No, it's not. I looked it up.
Oh, gosh. Okay, she's Elin in my mind. Okay, Ellen Hilderbrand and Shelby Cunningham.
Her daughter.
Her daughter, yeah, so cool. But she's like 22. All right. Like,
I don't know.
Super young. I think she just graduated college.
Maybe.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah, but first we wanted to share what we're going to be reading next because we both just finished The Academy last night.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not reading anything right now. At least I'm not.
I haven't started my next book, but okay. I'll start it today for cool. Sure.
What are you reading next?
I'm going to start Guild by Raven Kennedy.
Wow.
I think it's like a 5 or 6 book series.
Oh my gosh.
I know. But I've heard amazing things about it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, my mom just finished the series and she loved it.
And are you able to like split up a series, like read the first book and then read 2 other books and then read the second book?
Like, yeah.
Cool.
As long as I don't space them out too far.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just read Twilight, maybe a couple books ago, right before The Academy, maybe, and I'm missing, like, I want to get back into the series.
Yeah, I want to read New Moon soon.
Yeah, like, I was gonna pick up Fearful by Lauren Roberts, and then, that's gonna take me probably, like, 2 hours, because the pages are, like, so small, and the font is, like, so, condensed.
That, yeah, it's, like, pretty big, like, big font.
Yeah.
It's only like 200 pages. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like a 100-page book, like a real book, you know?
Probably, yeah.
So that's probably going to take me like 2 hours today. So then I'm going to start Cinnamon Bun Bookstore because I want like a romance. I miss it. I want something fally, mm-hmm. not something heavy, because you'll find out how we feel about The Academy. But I just need a refresh after The Academy. And so, yeah, those will be my 2 starts. I'm hoping today. Like, that sounds possible. So,
yeah,
this is my next read. So I'm excited. But then I'm getting back into Twilight. I miss my Edward and Kristen. What's her name?
Edward Bella. And
there
Bella.
You go. She's Kristen to me. I can't.
Oh, no, I don't like her. No. Love the movies, but.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, I haven't really seen the movies. Like, I don't think I even finished the first one. When I finished the book. When I finished the book, I was like, wait, it ends like that? I don't even remember the ballet studio. So I don't think I've seen the whole movie.
I've seen every movie like 20 times.
I'm so excited. I get to watch it soon.
Yeah.
Okay. Are we ready to start The Academy?
Yes. And I want to give a fair warning. Narissa hated it more than I did.
Ooh.
But so, yeah, let's start with our ratings, our mm-hmm. star ratings.
Okay.
You go first.
Okay. If I could give it 0 stars, I would say 0 stars.
But you finished it, so.
Because we had this episode, that is the only reason. And, like, even then, that wasn't enough for me. Like, it almost was not enough that we were going to, I was going to DNF and just hate on it the whole time. But I finished it, and I'm going to hate on it the whole time. So, since I have to rate it, it's like 0.5 stars.
Oh,
but
wow.
Goodreads only lets me give it 1 star. So.
Yep. Okay. I gave it 2.75. Almost 3.
Ugh.
The ending made up for the beginning.
Yes.
But we can talk about that in a second. But yeah, 2.75. I'm being generous, I think.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, but this was your first Ellen book.
Yeah, sucks. And like, I'm honestly not going to attribute it to Ellen because it seems like she kind of just put her name on Shelby's book so Shelby could get out there.
No, I really think that it was mostly Ellen.
Really?
Because if you read the acknowledgments, mm-hmm. Ellen has the most acknowledgments. Because
mm-hmm.
it says Ellen Hilderbrand with Shelby Cunningham. Mm-hmm. So I really think it's Ellen's book. Because I think Shelby just came in to give her, because Shelby went to
prep school,
like an academy like that,
mm-hmm.
and so did her brother, and mm-hmm. so I think a lot of their stuff, she said that a lot of their stuff inspired the book.
Yeah.
So but I do think a lot of it is, because it is her writing. Mm. Most, I mean, I think, I don't know how, like, you write a book together with someone. Mm-hmm. But The Perfect Couple, it reads very similar. Mm. That's the only other Ellen book I've read. Mm-hmm. But the style is the same.
Ugh. Well, then maybe I'm not going to be an Ellen fan. I definitely thought I was going to be. But, yeah. But I'm not going to judge all of her other books because they're totally different. They're like
summer romances. Well, the Nantucket books. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm not going to judge her from this one book. But, yep, hated this one.
That's funny. Okay, let's get into things we liked about it. There has to be something you liked.
There is one thing that I liked. And the rest that I have to say is just straight hate.
Okay, what did you like?
I liked that from Davi. How do you want to say it?
She's, I called her...
I think she's
Davi.
Indian. Yeah, she's Indian, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. Davi, her point of view when she would define words. At first I was like, why are we doing this? And then when it said that she failed like the verbal portion of her SAT, and then it was like late into the book that Charlie had said something about Davi being obsessed with vocab. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, okay, now that makes sense. And I really liked that. Like, mm-hmm. that was really good. But that was the only thing that I liked.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't like the zip zap?
Okay, part? Yeah. Okay, yeah. You're right. I did.
Okay.
I did like that.
So I loved this last one third of the book.
Okay.
There was so much drama.
Yeah.
I actually really enjoyed hearing from all the different characters.
I thought there was too many. It was too much to keep up with. And a lot of them were irrelevant.
I really liked it because I think this book is like just going through the daily lives of these kids.
Yeah.
And there's like not really a plot to the book.
Yeah.
It's just these kids at boarding school. And I think if you have that idea going in, it would have been maybe a better read. Because mm-hmm. I think we expected something different mm-hmm. than what it actually is. So, like, if I was going to tell people about this book, I would say, well, there's really no plot. It's just the daily lives of these kids yeah. at boarding school and their drama. And it kind of reminded me of, like, Magnolia Parks a little bit and By Invitation Only. Like, just reading about these kids' lives. Mm-hmm. And there's, like, no plot, but... I did like the drama. I liked the zip zap. I honestly liked East's character.
Me too.
And I liked Charlie.
I was like, I'm toxic.
Yeah. I liked Charlie. I liked Davi. Or Davi, whatever her name is. I liked their friendship. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. Especially towards the end. Yeah. And, yeah, it wasn't, like, the worst book I've ever read, but it wasn't my most favorite. Mm-hmm. So that's, like, kind of all I really liked. Because Charlie, like, she's, you know, like, the bookworm.
The odd one out.
The odd one out, and I like that.
Yeah, I like the not, like, succumbing to, like, being a butt kisser.
Yeah, she didn't conform to, like, everyone around her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. Yeah. You did mention more things that I did like.
Okay.
I did like East and Charlie, even though East was like a crap person.
But was he?
The things that he did was crap, but I was like, oh, well, I forgive him.
Yeah, but when he told her why he did those things,
yeah.
I was like, it makes sense.
Yeah.
And he's older.
And I knew why he was doing those things.
Yeah.
But I don't know, just maybe took it too far.
Yeah. Because we never really got his point of view.
Oh, that's true.
And I wish maybe we would have a little bit. Because I wanted to know what was in his head. Mm-hmm. But.
Maybe we don't want to know.
I know.
But back to like, there's no plot. It made me feel disconnected from the characters. And I was like, why should I be invested in their story? If we got Dub and Cinnamon and their relationship before she killed herself and like got to see and then like understand.
Do you really think she killed herself?
I honestly feel like she's alive. Like,
but they found a body.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. We didn't get a lot of detail on that. But
no, we didn't.
I mean, if Maybe if they really did find the body, then yeah, she's dead. But I feel like she could definitely be one of those girls that, yeah, I don't know, just fakes her death. But anyways.
No, I agree. I didn't connect with the characters, like, at all. Mm-hmm. Just because I think also being written in third person, you really can't connect with them as much as first person, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I feel like that disconnect. Definitely, that's why, like, I didn't rate it higher, I think. I think if I had more, if I related to at least one or two of the characters, it would have been better.
Yeah. Yeah, I think if we just got backstory on why we should care, like, we would feel sad for Dub. Like, oh, we would miss Cinnamon. Mm-hmm. Or, because, like, she was the heart of the school and, like, did all the tours for new people and stuff. And that was the reason why they were rated second in the rankings. But I'm like, okay, but we don't know Cinnamon. Like, we don't care that she's dead because we don't know her. And we don't know, we don't know Dub's pain.
Well, and maybe, because, like, there's going to be a second book.
Yeah.
And maybe. I'm probably going to read it.
Yeah, me too. But
because I want to know what's in that email. Mm. And I think we're probably going to get more backstory on Cinnamon.
I hope so. But they should have done it with this book. Because I was struggling.
Yeah.
And then, like, there was that one person that was first person point of view.
But then it switched to, like, third person in the middle of it.
I know. I'm like, what is going on? And I looked it up, and people think it's that Levi guy. The guy who is running. Is it Levi? That was running Zip Zap?
Yeah.
They think it's his perspective, but I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, because it just said, like, we, an hour.
It was and a so student, it, for sure.
Yeah, but it wasn't really, like, a traditional first person.
Yeah. And it did switch, like you said.
And it switched to third person, like, in the middle. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
And personally, like, I do not like reading third person POVs. Like,
you have to write really good.
Yeah.
I think the women is third person.
Is it?
Because doesn't it say, like, Frankie this, Frankie that, right?
I don't remember.
I think so. But.
But, yeah. There wasn't, like, I think the cons outweigh the pros in this book.
For sure.
Yeah. But I don't think, I mean, this book I don't think is for everyone. Mm-mm. But I think some people would enjoy it.
Yeah. There's a lot of people, there's like 6,000 five-star ratings. I was like, the heck? How is that possible? And then there was like lots of pop culture references.
Yeah.
Like TikTok, get ready with me videos, outfit of the day. Mm-hmm. Some kids were saying bet. Like, I was like, this is, it's too far.
Yeah, it's very, like, 2025.
Yeah, and, like, I don't know, but it's just not for an adult. Like, I'm not, like, Snapchat best friend list. Like, I'm not in that era anymore, you know? I don't know. I don't know if
but normal... these are teenagers, so, like,
yeah,
it fits them. It's just, we're 25 years old.
So do you think, like, the target audience for this book is younger? Or we're just supposed to suck it up?
I think it just depends, because, like, some people, like, I personally don't love a ton of modern day references.
Yeah.
But some people don't care.
Yeah, because, like, so, reading is for escaping. It's not for, like, more of, like, what our world is like. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But some people don't care about references. That's true. Think it, like, really hindered my reading experience. Mm. Reading about all the modern day references. Mm-hmm. But it's not something that I'm like, oh, like, yeah, definitely put it in every single book. Like, no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But.
And then something that bothered me was Davi's three-way relationship. Oh, her parents.
We can get into, like, okay, let's go to things we don't like. So, yeah.
Okay.
You can start.
The whole book I didn't like.
Okay. Well, the specifics.
Okay. I think the rest of what I have to say is what I don't like. But, yeah, Davi's parents' three-way relationship. Mm-hmm. At that point, I was like, I'm actually going to throw the book away. Like,
it was just yucky.
Like, why would we care? Why is that necessary?
Yeah, I just think it was, like, I think a lot of it, it tries to put in, I think a lot of authors nowadays try to do, like, LGBTQ stuff and just make it very, like, what's going on. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, getting Honey and Cinnamon, not Honey and Cinnamon, Honey and
Cordelia.
Cordelia. Mm-hmm. Is it Cordelia?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Spooner. Cordelia, like, their relationship, and then the three-way. Just like,
yeah.
Why were the parents, like, why did that need to be a part of it?
Like, I know Davi had a hard life, and, like, we needed to understand, like, her eating disorder and all that, but, like, people go through that without their parents being in a three-way relationship. Like, we could understand something maybe more realistic.
And I think it went into too much detail. Like, yeah. Maybe if it was just, like, a comment, it would be totally different.
Like, oh, my parents are doing this, and this sucks, and it's embarrassing, or whatever.
But then we got the parents' POVs. Relationship,
yes.
And I was like, this was kind of unnecessary.
Yeah, don't care. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
And then that leads me into the teacher-student relationship.
Oh, Simone made me, I hated Simone. I hated Simone.
Tell us why.
Okay, so Simone is the, like, girls' dorm person.
Yeah.
Okay. And then East. He's a fifth former, but he's 19 years old.
Yeah.
So he's a junior, basically, in high school. Like, fifth former is junior.
Yeah.
And they, like, she was, like, obsessed with him.
Yeah.
And I'm like, girly, this is literally what got you in trouble at your last school.
I know. Have you not learned?
You have a drinking problem. You're an alcoholic. You're obsessed with a 19-year-old, and you're, like, what, 22 or 23?
24.
She's 24? Okay. Mm-hmm. 5 years younger than you?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And she was so mean to Charlie. She hated Charlie. It just, every time we got Simone's POV, I just, like, cringed because it was so cringy reading how obsessed she was with East.
Yeah.
And her drinking problem and then blaming Mr. Rivera. Was that his name?
Yeah.
Rode.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, he came on to me. He was a little weird, but she exaggerated it.
She was lying by the end of it, trying to save her butt.
Yeah, to Honey.
I'm like, bro. And then she even told on Honey to save her butt again.
I know.
Bro, she tried everything. She's crazy.
Yeah, I hated her. I was so fed up. I was like, you are gross.
That was crazy. Did you have any, like, who you thought was behind ZipZap?
I had no idea. Yeah. Because it was like, I knew there was some way that they were, someone was, like, doing something with, like, the phones, but I didn't know who.
Yeah, like, accessing the information somehow.
Yeah.
That was clear.
I love the reference. Someone's in the book. I don't remember who it was, but it was, like, it took 6 seasons to find out who Gossip Girl was.
Yeah.
And I thought that was so funny.
It was Jesse Eastman.
It was? Yeah. Okay, yeah. I thought that was so funny.
I haven't watched Gossip Girl.
Oh.
Is it good?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's like, it's Magnolia Park's U.S. teen version.
Okay. Oh, interesting. But yeah, I thought it was too obvious for the kid that kept saying, like, the app. I thought it'd be too obvious that it was him. It was Levi that brought it up at the newspaper.
Yeah, but he didn't make it, like, it. I didn't think it was him.
Yeah, me neither. That's why I'm like, I did not. But he was the one that brought it up. And Ravina was like, no. Like, stop talking about the stupid app. And then he's, like, destroying everyone through it.
I know.
And what was he, a freshman?
Yeah, I think
crazy. So. Crazy. Okay, something that bothered me about the format of the book was the chapter titles were in the middle of the page. They didn't have, like, their own starting page.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
I've never seen that.
Maybe to, like, save. I don't know. But I feel like it didn't start out that way.
Yeah, it didn't. So I'm like, what?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Is it a misprint?
I don't think so. I think it, I don't know. But I had a really hard time with the pacing of the book. Because the first 2 months, like September and October, they were so long.
Yeah.
It was, like, most of the book. And then the rest of the semester, rest of the school year went by so fast.
Mm-hmm.
Which I appreciated.
Yeah.
When the months got shorter.
Mm-hmm.
But those first 2 months, oh, my gosh. It was so long.
Yeah. You know what? You reminded me. I appreciated the priorities. What do you call it? I don't know. Like speakeasy.
Yeah.
I love that idea. I was like, that is so cool.
I like Ease. Yeah, he's smart. I love him. But I like that. Yeah. And he recruited Charlie. And then they fell in love.
Yeah, I do like them together.
Yeah, same.
So good. And then I noticed, I don't know about you, but anytime there was like a random number, you know, it's like, okay, oh gosh, I walked around the block like 77 times. You know, like people use like a certain number, like when they're being exaggerative or whatever. But in the whole book, it was 114. The school had been around for 114 years. When East and Charlie like separated for a second, they said that he texted her 114 times.
Oh, and it was like 115, 116. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, why are we talking about 114 so much?
Yeah. And then like the newspaper, they were like, it can be page 114.
Yes. Exactly. That's what I'm saying is like, why is there so many 114 references?
Yeah.
But I don't know why. Maybe that's important. But I did notice that. But I know there's a second book coming. I'm only going to read it to understand why I should have even cared to read the first one.
You know? I just want to know what's in that email.
Do you think he's going to open it?
Yeah, because I think it's going to be the next year. The next school year.
Yeah, it is. Because they are juniors and they're going to be seniors.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully it's good. Hopefully it redeems. And what is it, another year till we get that book?
Yeah, I don't know. They don't have like a release date.
I didn't know when I first wanted to read this book that there was going to be two.
Yeah, so, neither.
So that's a bummer.
Which I don't think it'll be hard to jump back into.
Yeah, because
it's just kind of like their lives.
Yeah, maybe we'll enjoy it better because we'll have a better expectation.
Yeah.
Of the writing style. Yeah. Oh, gosh. I really did not like this book. It is one of my least favorite books I've ever read.
Oh, wow.
Like, maybe number two.
Wow. It was definitely something different.
Mm-hmm. Because I know you said you rated it, like, 2.75 stars. But don't you rate, like, Emily Henry, like, 3 stars? 3-4 stars?
No, that's you.
Okay, I rate it 3 stars.
I rate her, like, four.
You rate it, like, four?
4.5.
Okay, because I was like, how can you compare those two for 3 stars? But, okay.
You rate her 3 stars.
Yeah. Because I, honestly, I'm not, like... I enjoy, like, the setting and the details of a romance. I don't enjoy, like, the actual romance part. Does that make sense? Is that so weird?
Like, the yearning and stuff? You don't like it?
I like yearning, but, like, I think power... What is it? Powerless. That was, like, the best yearning.
Oh, yeah.
So then everything else kind of, like, pales in comparison.
Mm.
So, yeah, I guess I just don't hit it. I guess I like romanticy, not romance.
Yeah. Mm. Higher stakes stuff.
Yeah. Well, that was the Academy.
Yeah. Let us know if you read it and what you thought of it.
Yeah. Do you agree with us? Did you love it? No offense if you didn't. That's just my personal taste.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Mm-hmm. You'll have different reading tastes.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Well, thanks for listening and we'll catch you next week. Bye.
Bye.